Strange Flying Machines, page 212. In the short story, His First Flight, a young fledgling bird perches nervously on the edge of its nest. Encouraged by its parents, it eventually trusts in its natural instincts and launches itself into the air. Humans are not designed to fly and have no natural ability to do so. Yet, throughout the ages, people have gone to great lengths to do just that. In the 11th century, an English monk called Aylmer of Malmesbury read the Greek legend of Daedalus and Icarus and decided to try flying for himself. Around the year 1010, he built wings, strapped them onto his hands and feet, and launched himself from the tower of Malmesbury Abbey. The story goes that he glided for about 200 metres and then crashed to the ground, breaking both his legs. Fact box. An ancient Greek legend tells the story of Daedalus and his son Icarus, who were imprisoned in a tower in Crete. Daedalus made wings out of feathers and wax, and they used them to fly to freedom. Unfortunately, Icarus flew too high and the heat from the sun melted the wax of his wings, causing them to fall apart. He fell into the sea and drowned. The great Italian genius of the 1400s, Leonardo da Vinci, was also fascinated by flight. However, he realized that strapping on a pair of wings and flapping your arms about was a sure recipe for disaster. He began to design machines that would help people to fly. These incredible drawings were years ahead of their time. As a result, Da Vinci had no engines to give power to his proposed machines.